This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
He shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Well, good morning and happy new year, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. The Panthers not playing today because they played last night and the night before, and they'll be back at it tomorrow. We hope to see you at FLA Live Arena tomorrow for a Happy New Year edition, a New Year's Day edition of the Panthers and the New York Rangers. 5 o'clock face-off, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. The Panthers will also be home Tuesday at 7 p.m. against the Arizona Coyotes before they hit the road for four straight. So we hope to see you there tomorrow and Tuesday. Panthers will be on home ice again. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Well, as we go through this hour on the Panthers Insider Show, Doug Plagans here with you. By the way, we will, we have an exciting program coming your way. Later on in the hour, we'll be joined by the analyst on the Panthers television broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. We've got Randy Moeller stopping by, coming on later on in the program, so stick around for that. Also, we will revisit the Territory Talk chat from this week, the Territory Talk podcast, the Panthers official podcast presented by Baptist Health. We had a great conversation with Nick Cousins. Jameson Olive and I did. That's going to be coming up in segment number two. We will hear a segment from that coming up in segment two. Again, Nick Cousins stopped by the Territory Talk podcast this week, coming up here shortly. We will review the week that was. The Panthers came off the holiday break, played a couple of games, and now we're all set up for a game tomorrow, the Panthers and the New York Rangers, in a game that certainly has some implications as far as the wild card race is concerned. So lots to send your way over the course of the hour here on the Panthers Insider Show. Folks, drop the puck on the new year with your Panthers tickets starting at just $20.23 for select home games in 2023. Get tickets now, FloridaPanthers.com/offers. The Panthers tomorrow against the New York Rangers. And folks, a reminder, the Panthers and FLA Live Arena. Excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an interactive arena mobile application perfect for enhancing and personalizing visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, and much more. Download it now, FloridaPanthers.com/FLA Live. It's the Panthers FLA Live app. Check that out as soon as you can. You can download that, and the Panthers will be back on the ice, as I mentioned, at FLA Live Arena tomorrow at 5 o'clock. If you can't make it, we'll have you covered across the radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 4:30, and we've always got you covered across the Panthers Radio Network for all the Panthers action all season long. Well, the Panthers and the Rangers tomorrow, but this week we saw the Panthers play a couple of games. They had the holiday break, got back on the ice on Thursday, and again, coming up here as we roll along, we'll hear some reaction after last night's loss. The Panthers fell on the road to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-0 last night, but before that, they picked up a victory coming out of the break, 7-2. Over the Montreal Canadiens. That game back on Thursday night. So a convincing 7-2 win in the front end of the back-to-back as the Panthers saw the Canadiens for the first time this season. And again, the Panthers a 7-2 win. Alexander Barkov, the captain, 5 points in that one, a hat trick. The hat trick was completed in the first period. Matthew Tkachuk also registered 4 points in that win. So before we get too far along, let's revisit the big plays from the win over Montreal on Thursday. Here are the highlights from Thursday's 7-2 win over the Montreal Canadiens as they air right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here's Gus Forsling. Big drive for the line. Tipped in front. They score. The Panthers are on the board first. It was a Forsling point shot. Dropped the left point. It took a bounce on the way in. And the Panthers have the game's first goal. Forsling let it go. It may have gone off Barkov out in front. He was crossing the front of the net. As it's pushed along by Evans, not past Montour, though, across Ekblad. They work it back to the front of the goal. Tkachuk to Reinhart, near circle. Barkov shot, and he scores a power play goal. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead.
Well, welcome back, Alexander Barkov, after missing 3 games.
Puck played down to our left back behind the net. Barkov there. Back in out to the near point. Forsling looks across. Ekblad a shot. It's tipped in front. Batted up by White. Barkov backhand. He scores! Top shelf. 4:38 to go in the first. The Panthers take a 3-1 lead. And already a hat trick tonight for the captain, Alexander Barkov.
Montour, a little head fake move near side. Ekblad a shot. Blocked. Deflects off to the far boards. Barkov has it. Out to the line again. It's Montour. Montour at the blue line. Looks a tip. They score. A power play goal for the Panthers, who take a 4-2 lead. And that one was tipped out in front by Matthew Tkachuk, as the Panthers once again will be up by a pair. Now a rolling puck out to the line. Got by Gouley. Rolls through center. Gouley back for it. Gave it away. Verhaeghe. 2-on-1 developing. Verhaeghe near circle. Watching. Johnny scores. Top shelf. And the Panthers take a 5-2 lead. What a move. Carter Verhaeghe going upstairs. And that's a team-leading 18th on the year. Out along the far half boards into the circle. Snaps it across. Off a bounce. Barkov has it. Barkov backhand beats the line. Montour, Barkov, left circle. A low shot jammed in front. They score. And it's Tkachuk on the doorstep. His second of the game. And the Panthers take a 6-2 lead. Another power play goal.
Matthew Tkachuk, how many goals does he score down there right in front of blue paint?
As the Panthers bring it along here, Sam Bennett up the right side, 2-on-1 with Louis Durinen out in front. Louis Durinen, he scores! Bennett to Louis Durinen, and the Panthers take a 7-2 lead. What a pass from Bennett, what a finish. Head to Louis Durinen, wasted no time.
Extra points, good.
16 and a half seconds to go in the third, 7-2. Panthers in front, out to the right point, Mahura. He'll slide it around the end boards, back behind the net, Kovacevic. He'll take it off to the far corner for the Canadians. Up the boards, Montreal looks to work it out of their end. Along by Evans, chipped out through center, down to our right. The fans to their feet here at FLA Live Arena, and before a sellout crowd tonight here in Sunrise, the Panthers pick up a convincing 7-2 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. Leading the way, Alexander Barkov, the captain, with a hat trick in a 5-point night. And the Panthers come out of the holiday break in a big way, a 7-2 win tonight over Montreal.
And a big win for the Panthers coming out of the break there. They got the 7-2 win over Montreal. And for the Panthers, as they look to get closer to the wild card positions in the Eastern Conference, the Panthers will need to build a cushion between themselves and those teams below them in the standings. Montreal, one of those teams below them in the standings, so a big win there on home ice for the Panthers coming out of the break. Right after the game, the Panthers would hit the road. Last night, they took on the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Hurricanes, the hottest team in the National Hockey League. They had won 9 straight games going into last night. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes have now won 10 straight games. They topped the Panthers by a 4-0 final count last night. 3 power play goals for Carolina. But perhaps most impressive for the Carolina Hurricanes in that game last night was that they were able to kill off successfully over 10 minutes of Panthers power play time in that game. The Carolina penalty kill was very difficult to deal with last night, and Antti Raanta stopped 19 shots in the Carolina shutout, his second straight shutout. So the Carolina Hurricanes kept their run of success going. The Panthers fell short. 4-0 was the final last night. And hearing from a couple of the Panthers after last night's game, first, here is the one-time Carolina Hurricane, now Panther, Eric Staal, after the game a night ago on the loss.
I think special teams obviously played a pretty large role. They were good. We need to be better in that area, and tonight was a tough night for us. But we'll look at it and get better, and look forward to the next game against the Rangers.
So Eric Staal right there, that was after the game last night, reflecting on the loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. And Eric Staal there, here's Radko Gudas, Panthers defenseman, post-game last night on the loss at Carolina.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back with the guys, playing the game that I love, and you know, trying to make the team better around me, and be there for the guys. So play my role. I think it's important to be in the best shape possible to be myself. Yeah, in the second I thought we battled back, and in the third we just couldn't connect to capitalize. But you got to learn from it. We got to be better and turn things around, and we got next game in 2 days.
So Radko Gudas right there, and he began by talking about how excited he is just to be back in the lineup. Remember, he missed 10 games, came back coming out of the break in that game against Montreal. It was huge to get him back into the fold, no doubt about that. Paul Maurice talked to him yesterday prior to the game, and he just talked about how getting Radko Gudas back in there does so much for the team in so many different ways. And Radko was certainly excited to get back in the game as well, or in the game with the team as well, as he missed 10 straight leading up to that game against Montreal when he made his return. So Panthers certainly happy to have him back, and it's going to be a big game tomorrow, folks, when the Panthers meet up against the New York Rangers, 5 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. You don't want to miss that. And as far as the game coming up tomorrow is concerned, Panthers and the Rangers, two teams that have their sights set on playoff spots, but both teams currently find themselves on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. So I know it's only going to be January 1st, and for the Panthers, it'll be game number 38. It'll be game number 38 for the New York Rangers as well, but this is a big one, and one that I'm sure both teams are looking at as kind of a playoff game during the season. Matthew Tkachuk told us coming out of the break that the playoffs, they kind of start now for the Florida Panthers, because this Eastern Conference is just so tightly packed, and there's going to be so much on the line every single night. So it's the Panthers and the Rangers coming up tomorrow at 5, and then coming up on Tuesday at 7, another one of those games that the Panthers have to have against the Arizona Coyotes coming up at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Panthers will be bringing in a 9-5-3 home record to tomorrow's action, so they have been tough to beat on home ice at FLA Live Arena. And folks, if you've been out to Panthers games this season, first of all, we thank you very much for your support and for being at Panthers games this season. But you're a big reason why the Panthers have been so effective on home ice this season and in recent seasons. The energy's been great. The Panthers coming off a sellout crowd in that home game against Montreal, 19,623 on hand in that game. So that was certainly awesome to see, and we hope to see all of you out at the game tomorrow when the Panthers meet up against the New York Rangers. Going to be a big one against the Broadway Blue Shirts. Well, coming up later on in the hour, we will hear from Panthers TV analyst on Bally Sports Florida, Randy Moeller. He's going to stop by. But coming up on the other side of the break, we'll revisit this week's Conversation from Territory Talk, the Panthers official podcast presented by Baptist Health. You can find it at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcast. Nick Cousins was kind enough to stop by and chat with me and Jameson all of this week. We'll hear some of that conversation coming up straight ahead. This is, folks, the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plankins here with you. We've got Randy Moeller from Bally Sports Florida's Panthers coverage coming up next segment. We'll talk about the game against the Rangers and more. Panthers and the Rangers, by the way, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, a New Year's Day edition of the Panthers and the Rangers, a game with a lot on the line. And you can get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK. And then the Panthers are home Tuesday at 7 against the Arizona Coyotes. We hope to see you there. The Panthers are hosting Margaritaville Night on Friday, January 27th at 7 o'clock as they take the ice against the Kings that night. Purchase your ticket package today. It includes a limited edition Margaritaville bucket hat while supplies last. Plus, go to Margaritaville Beach, or Margaritaville Beach Tunes will be live in the Coors Light Cold Zone that night by Jimmy Stowe and the Stowaways, Stiltwalkers, and more. Go to FloridaPanthers.com today. Well, this week on the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts, you can find new episodes of Territory Talk every week. And we chatted with Nick Cousins of the Panthers this week. He joined Jameson Olive and me. So let's get right into that conversation, as Nick Cousins was kind enough to take some time out for us, his first visit to the Territory Talk podcast. All right, well, Nick, first, thanks for stopping by Territory Talk. Great to have you here, your first visit with us here on Territory Talk. But wanted to ask you how it's felt getting adjusted here to your new home in South Florida.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think coming here, I didn't really know what to expect. Didn't know any of the guys, and just coming in here and the guys have welcomed me with open arms, and just living wise, the wife and the little baby love it so far. So it's been a nice adjustment coming from Nashville. So only good things to say so far. Just on ice, just want to obviously get a little bit more wins and have a little playoff push here in the next second half.
And looking at just some of the places you've been, we talked to guys a lot about, you know, going to
going to South Florida, coming to a place that's warm, it's sunny, it's a little different than a lot of the markets in the league. You played in some warm places. Do you find that you like when you get up in the morning and you got the sunshine to look at and things like that?
It's funny. Just over Christmas, me and my wife were talking about how it's so nice to get in at like 1, 2 in the morning, and you get off the plane and you don't have a foot of snow on your car, right? I played in Montreal, and I remember those early mornings where you have to, you know, shovel the ice off your car, and then even just like all the snow, and then now we have a 6-month-old baby daughter, so when we go outside for a walk, it's a lot less taxing on, you know, getting dressed and stuff in the snow and stuff like that. But I've enjoyed the weather for sure. It's nice getting up in the morning, seeing the sun. It's refreshing, especially when the season is so long and it's such a grind. I mean, 82 games over 6-7 months of that. It's refreshing getting up in the morning, seeing the sun and the palm trees and stuff like that. It goes a long way.
And for yourself in your career, you really established yourself as a guy that really every team seems to want a Nick Cousins on their team. It's why you've been on a lot of teams in your career. It seems like when you become available, a lot of teams jump in and say, we want that guy. How can we get him? Because of that, you played in a lot of markets, like we were saying, Nashville, Arizona, Philadelphia, Montreal. Just not a lot of guys get to experience that many teams. Just what's it been like for yourself getting to experience so many, not only markets, but a couple historic markets as well?
I mean, that's well said. It's crazy to when I'm all said and done here, whenever that is, to look back at my career and play and look back at some of the markets that I've played in. I mean, I've played on a Montreal Canadian Original Six team. And then I've played in Arizona where hockey's like maybe not as far as popular down there as it is in, let's say, Montreal. I played in Philly, which is a hockey market, crazy hockey market with really passionate fans, and then in Nashville, and then here, and then I was in Vegas for a little bit. But it's just when it's all said and done, I'm gonna look back and be like, I was pretty lucky. I mean, and then being able to live in some of the places that I have, I mean, living here is obviously incredible. Nashville is a really good place to live. Just some unreal places to live and play hockey at the same time. It's going to be something that I'm going to look back on and be like, wow.
And I mean, for yourself, I mean, you've entered that veteran territory now, but you still got a lot of years left. But just how big is the memorabilia room already for you with all the jerseys and all the gear and souvenirs from all these stops you've had?
Yeah, no, my basement's getting a little bit, I mean, with all the jerseys and stuff, I mean, it's getting a little, I'm going to have to find some more room, but I'm incredibly lucky, incredibly blessed to be able to play the sport that I love. Grew up, you know, obviously playing, and then to be able to have it as a job. And, you know, I still have that same drive that I had when I was 19. And I mean, I'm 29 now and I feel still like I'm young, but I still have that, you know, same drive to win. And, you know, I still enjoy coming to the rink every day. And until that stops, that's when I'm going to probably stop playing, hanging them up.
A couple things on that, going off what Jameson just asked. Do you keep a lot of stuff from throughout your career? Yeah. Some guys do, some guys don't. Have you found that you like to save stuff?
Just jerseys. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but I have jerseys, team pictures. I have a little bit of hockey gear just from other teams and stuff that I keep in my basement. Sticks from other teams and different colored sticks, I guess, just from different colored teams. But other than that, it's just jerseys. I think and then, I mean, my brother actually steals some of the gear that I have because he plays pickup hockey, so that's running low. But
is his gear for pickup hockey just like a little bit of Montreal, a little bit of Nashville?
It's hilarious. It's like he's got like a Nashville helmet with like Montreal pants. It's pretty funny, but I mean, he just goes out there, I don't know when it is, once a week maybe, back home, and then, he's always bugging me for sticks and stuff too, so... I got lots of stuff in the basement.
And I always like to get a feel for this because throughout your career, you've had a chance to play with, you know, a lot of great leaders, a lot of big time guys. Is there a certain player, maybe going back to your time in Philly when you first broke in, was there a veteran guy that maybe you felt specifically made a big imprint, to just big impression on you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I mean, when I look back, I mean, I'm 29 now, but when I look back when I came into the league, and I mean, I remember when Claude Giroux was the captain of Philly, and I just remember when I first got called up, he was like the first person to text me, or I think he called me maybe, and he just like said, hey, like, congrats on getting called up. He was like, if you ever need anything, let me know, because I was stuck at the hotel at the time. Obviously, when you get called up, you're at the hotel for a little bit. And he's like, if you ever want to get out of the hotel, come for dinner or whatever. But he always made to include me on the road too. He would, if the boys were going out for lunch or whatever after practice on the road, he'd always make sure to text me. And I mean, I know it's something little, but I feel like that goes a long way. It just made me feel included and part of the team. And I mean, I was only just got called up, so I didn't really know anybody. I just met the guys through at training camp, but I mean, you kind of keep to yourself. But yeah, I mean, he was such a good leader. And then when I went to Montreal, Shea Weber, who was actually, well, I wasn't there when he was in Nashville, but just the way he carries himself every day, just like a true pro, comes in, puts work in every day, and just leads by example. And those two guys are some guys that I look up to, and just try and take bits and pieces of stuff like that from when they were there to implement into my everyday come to the rink.
And I guess kind of going off of that, I mean, when you were drafted, by the time you were drafted, Eric Staal had already won a Stanley Cup. He'd already won a gold medal with Team Canada.
Right.
So I'm sure, you know, growing up, there was a part of you that at least was a fan of Eric Staal's game. Yeah. And now here we are over a decade later, and you're on a line with him. Yeah. You guys have been doing a lot of great things together. What's it like, you know, lining up for faceoffs, looking and seeing, hey, that's Eric Staal, the guy that I watched win a gold medal for Team Canada over a decade ago?
Yeah, no, obviously his resume speaks for itself. Just a tremendous, tremendous player to play with, but also like a really good leader for the young guys and everybody else that's on the team that sees his work ethic every day. I mean, if he's doing it, why shouldn't I be doing it? Sort of thing. In practice, he's probably the hardest working guy in practice. Stays on after practice and works with the goalies. He's usually the first guy on too. So I mean, a guy like that with 1,300 plus games now. What is he? 38 now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old
getting
he
up
is.
There, yeah.
But I mean, regardless, like, I mean, he's still doing it at that age, and why shouldn't I be doing that? Why, or you know what I mean? I just like, and I see him in the gym every day. He's probably one of the first guys, or he's probably one of the last guys to leave the rink too. So I mean, it's just leads by example like that, and then playing with him. I mean, I sit beside him in the locker room, so it's easy to communicate about like little plays and stuff in the offensive zone, or defensive zone even. Just like what he wants and where he needs me. And I mean, the last couple weeks here, we've really been clicking with Lomberg too. And I mean, just with so many injuries, it was tough to kind of find like certain line mates, because I mean, we've had so many injuries, and then I mean, it's just nice to finally have some like chemistry and play with the same guys, you know what I mean, where like lines were changing every other game. And but hopefully now that we're healthy, we can you know, have some set lines here for an extended period of time, and then guys can try and figure it out and find some chemistry and kind of get rolling again.
I want to ask about Ryan Lomberg, and it seems like even more than players lately, baby cousins and baby Lomberg are on the Panthers Instagram these days. You guys find him every warm-ups in the corner.
That's funny,
just what's it like just being able to have that moment as a dad, but also kind of share it? It seems like you and Lombie are kind of at the same point in your life right now.
Yeah, no, that we've clicked right away. Ever since training camp, when I first met him, he told me that he just had a baby. So I mean, we kind of like, we have that in common, so that's important. And then I mean, playing with him, so obviously you gravitate to him a little bit more, just to try and communicate of little plays. And then we're obviously on the bench a lot together talking, and his wife and my wife get along really well. And and just that, the just being a dad in general has been life changing. And that little, I mean, a warm up there, I mean, that I know, like, I used to see when I was younger, I used to see guys doing it.
Yeah.
Always thought it was really cool when I saw Carey Price when I was in Montreal, see his kids in warm up or whatever. And then to be able to have that moment with my daughter and my wife is something that, looking back, I'm going to remember for forever.
So how much does your daughter and Lombie's son hang out? Is that a pretty strong friendship already?
They seem to get along pretty well. I mean, they're always at the glass. I mean, I don't know if they know who each other are yet, but they're always in their corner. I mean, yeah, it's just something that it's really cool.
They're up there talking about what happened that night, breaking down
exactly,
the game.
Exactly, yeah, they're... Well, it's funny. They actually don't have to say if dad played a bad game or not. So it's kind of nice. Not yet, at least.
I would ask you, keeping it off the ice for a little bit. First, like I said, you've been in a lot of markets, but first Christmas in Florida. Was it different than Christmases in other markets? Because you played in some warm markets.
You know what? It's like,
It was a cold Christmas, though.
It was. And you know what? Me and my wife were talking. We actually loved that it was cold, like just because it had a more of a Christmas feel. Obviously, like there's no snow, which I do like a little bit, a little bit more. But just our neighborhood, and we live in Parkland, and they have like I couldn't believe the Christmas cheer that our neighborhood had. Yeah. Everybody had lights, Santa Claus's reindeer out front, and our whole neighborhood did like a little Christmas party where they had a DJ and they had like hot chocolate and
now, did all you have the to go step your game up? Did you have to run out and get lights and say like, honey, like we gotta
No, we did actually. Yeah. I know. I was like, all right, well, we might as well. Everyone else is doing it.
You can't be the one
we
house.
We didn't want to be the Grinch house or whatever. So we just like
instead you were the Griswold?
Yeah. Essentially we were our house. I mean, we never put lights up. Like I mean, we just never really had time, but she was like, no, we're doing it this year. I'm like, I'm on board for it. And so like we got the whole Christmas lights backyard too a little bit, but yeah, it looks good. But then I was impressed by some of the houses and just our neighborhood in general of how the like Christmas cheer was.
Well, let me ask you this. How long is too long to keep the decorations up?
Yeah, that's a
great question.
We're all that
point. Everybody's got different ideas of this.
That's a great question. I say New Year's Day after New Year's, but she wants them like on there for I think a little bit longer.
We're on the road a lot in January too, so I know not gonna be a lot of time to take it down.
No, I know. So I gotta help her. But for me, it's New Year's Day. As soon as we wake up on New Year's Day, I'm taking them off. But we kind of talked about it a little bit. She wants to keep them on just a little bit longer, so maybe like 3rd, 4th of January. That's and then anything after that, I think is way too long.
Mid January is pushing it.
Yeah. Well, when do you put them up?
Well, this year was a little tough because we were on the road to start.
We were on a lot.
We went from right to Thanksgiving to early December. So I like to do like right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like that first weekend.
I feel like that's like everybody in Florida. Yeah. Same
like
way.
Right after Thanksgiving, like you said, then right after New Year.
Yeah. Done.
Good, solid, kind of little
what is
over
that?
There.
That's a long time, yeah.
It's long, but I like it. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Like it is. Yeah. Everybody's happy at Christmas.
Then we got to see the build up to it and everything. Like, you get the build up.
But I also want to ask you, so before we get guys on here, we like to do a little deep dive, you know, Google, see what we can find. But we went back on your Instagram a little bit. We did see, before you even came here, you went to Disney for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
I did a Disney honeymoon this past summer. So I just want your thoughts.
I thought it was.
Brian McCabe also did a Disney honeymoon. It's a common thing. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. It was awesome.
Where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at the Four Seasons.
Nice. And we stayed at the yacht club. We were right on site there.
Yeah.
Next to Epcot. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we would maybe do something a little closer next time. Yeah. I think. Yeah. But hotel was really nice. Where did we go? We went to Epcot.
Did you wear the buttons?
Oh,
Just Married button?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to get those.
Why?
Because the staff just like treats you like royalty if they see the button. Yeah.
Actually, our hotel was nice because we told them we were on our honeymoon and they did like a little dessert for us when we got in, which was a nice touch.
But yeah.
We didn't get those, no.
Oh, now if you go for an anniversary now you know. Because any celebration, just go and ask for a button and they have like a button for everything.
Oh, that's cool. I wish I knew that.
But yeah, so I mean, like now, have you made it back though? Because now we're close, but not too close.
It's
still like
a 3-hour
drive.
It's funny how things work out, eh?
But you planning to head back anytime soon?
I think we're going to head back with our daughter here at some point. Yeah. I just don't know when. Maybe we kind of thought maybe after next season.
Yeah.
So
a little bit older,
she
got maybe comprehend what's going on around her. Yeah,
she's still a little bit young for some things. Like she's still like, actually, she's getting up there though. Every day, is a little bit, a little bit more.
Any like, major milestones recently?
No. No. I shouldn't say that. No, I mean today she actually like pulled herself up. Like she can like pull herself up to stand, but she can't stand like fully. Like she has to be like kind of hanging on to something.
That's scary though, because once they start walking,
I know the world need eyes on her 24/7. She's starting to put everything in her mouth, and just it's crazy. Crazy how quick they grow up.
Speaking of milestones, Jameson mentioned, I believe you're creeping up on 500 games in the National Hockey League. When you start to see those round numbers, is that something you even think about, or you just kind of look back at the end of the season?
No, you know what? I'll be completely honest with you. It's something that I've actually like looked forward to. I think. I mean, maybe it's not doesn't mean a lot to some guys, but for me, I mean, I take pride in playing every night and being, you know, a reliable two-way hockey player in this league. I mean, it's just the way it is, the way that I've carried myself. I take pride and I don't take it for granted. And I mean, I think when I looked at the schedule, I mean, it's crazy how things line up. But right now, I think 500's in Nashville, which my old team, which would be cool.
Yeah,
right.
That's so fun.
Right? Don't need anything to happen, but yeah. So in Nashville, on I don't know when the date is. I think it's somewhere in March. or whatever. But yeah, Saturday in Nashville, 2 p.m. or something.
There we go. We'll be looking forward to that. Yeah. Did you play any other sports growing up? Anything other than hockey?
I played soccer and then a little bit of ball hockey. But yeah, I grew up playing soccer. Played actually rep soccer back home. Played it for probably 6-7 years. And then just kind of switched to hockey. I mean, my dad was like, you got to pick between two. And I was like, well, hockey for sure.
That's Nick Cousins of the Panthers. Kind enough to stop by the Territory Talk podcast this week. Great conversation there with me and Jameson Olive. Really enjoyed having Nick Cousins on the show. That game in Nashville he was referencing will be on February 18th, a Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Nick Cousins looking ahead at what could be his 500th game in the National Hockey League. And certainly great to have him stop by, just great to chat with, and has quickly become one of our favorite Panthers to talk to. So Nick Cousins, once again, thanks to him for his time stopping by the Territory Talk podcast this week. The Panthers will be home tomorrow against the New York Rangers at 5, and then the Arizona Coyotes on Tuesday at 7 at FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We hope to see you there. One guy that I know we will see out at the arena the next couple of games, Randy Moeller from Bally Sports Florida's Panthers coverage. He's going to stop by the show here next segment, so stick around. We'll talk all things Panthers with Randy Moeller coming up on the other side of the break. Folks, Doug Plagan's with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers back at it in full force. They had the holiday break. They picked up a win Thursday over Montreal. Last night they fell on the road to the Carolina Hurricanes. That sets up a big game tomorrow. A Happy New Year edition of the Panthers and the New York Rangers at FLA Live Arena. Going to be a 5 o'clock face-off. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And if Thursday night against Montreal was any indication, you want to get those tickets fast because we had a sellout crowd on hand for the game back on Thursday night, 19,623 at FLA Live Arena. We hope to see you all out there again tomorrow. And then Tuesday, the Arizona Coyotes coming in. So we hope to see you out there for that one as well. Going to be a 7 o'clock face-off. Doug Plank here with you this morning, and now kind enough to be joined by Randy Moeller from the Panthers coverage on Bally Sports Florida. Randy, Happy New Year. Thanks for being with us here on the Panthers Insider Show. And we heard a cut from the Territory Talk podcast, our chat with Nick Cousins this week. He was talking about when is too long to have the Christmas decorations still up. Randy, in your mind, first and foremost, when do the decorations need to come down?
History in our family, it's New Year's Day or the day after New Year's. That's usually, because usually by that time the tree is so dry that it's a fire hazard. So that's usually what motivates us to get rid of the tree.
Well, there you have it. We don't need any fire hazards as we get ready for the new year. And Randy, looking at that, well, first and foremost, we'll talk about the week that was for the Panthers, the two games. The convincing win Thursday over Montreal, 5 points for Barkov, 4 points for Matthew Tkachuk. Great way to come out of the break. Last night got tripped up on the road by a red-hot Carolina Hurricanes team. What stuck out from these couple of games coming out of the break, and what's going to be important for the Panthers as they flip the page here to 2023?
Well, and if you watch our coverage on Bally Sports, Steve Goalie Goldstein and myself, we talk a lot, and I actually get tired of myself saying it, but the game at the NHL level is all about special teams. And if you're not on the right side of special teams on a nightly basis, there's more than a greater chance that you're not going to win the hockey game. And I think that was proven on Thursday night. The Panthers were hot on the power play. Their penalty killing was good enough. And then last night you saw it was all special teams. And the Panthers' failure to score with the man advantage and Carolina, how they were so proficient on their power play, that was the game. That was the hockey game right there. And I wish I could say more about the wins and the losses and that, but when it boils right down, the special teams, power play and penalty killing play such a vital part in today's game. It's almost like in the NFL, if your quarterback is on and he's got good numbers, good rating numbers, 95% of the time you're going to have the W. If not, if your quarterback is off, then it's going to be very, very difficult to win the game.
Yeah, last night the Panthers fell short to Carolina 4-0, so a chance to rebound tomorrow against the New York Rangers as the Panthers will have a couple of home games before going back on the road. And I guess looking at that one tomorrow, Randy, the first time the Panthers and the Rangers will see each other this season, but there's a heightened importance on this game. This is two teams that are looking to get back into one of those wild card spots, both currently on the outside looking in. I know it's only January 1st, but do you think both teams are looking at this one with a ton of importance, knowing what's at stake, and both teams know that they need to get on a hot run here going down the stretch?
Well, I think Matthew Tkachuk said it perfectly a couple days ago. Hey, our playoffs have started now. And that was before the game against the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday night. And if my math is correct, Doug, I mean, the Panthers have 45 games remaining. It's not unrealistic to say that they have to win 30 of those 45 games. Mm-hmm. There's just really not a lot of margin for error. Now, the good news is the Panthers have finished two out of their three Western trips where they've got to go out of the time zone. And a lot of games are going to be in the Eastern Conference now for the rest of the year. And those are four-point games. And for the Panthers, yeah, they've got some back-to-back games. But it's really up to them, and I do have a lot of confidence that the Panthers can do it. They have the team, they have the offense, the goaltending. If they can get some consistency with the special teams, I think that'll really help their cause. Excuse me, and play with that consistency, and they can't have the ups and the downs where they play so well one night and then the next night it just all evaporates. And I know they realize it. I think that the whole team realizes the urgency and the desperation. They just have to prove it and get some consistency. And when you have that consistency, you see what the Carolina Hurricanes have done. They won 10 straight, and a lot of those games are on the road. And they play the team game and get contributions from everyone. That's what the Panthers are going to need. And I thought Matthew Tkachuk said it, and he said there needs to be urgency and desperation, and our playoffs have started now.
And the Panthers certainly have the firepower, especially with the lineup being as healthy as it's been in quite some time, to get on a run. And it doesn't have to be a 13-game win streak like New Jersey had earlier in the year, or a 10-game win streak like Carolina has right now. But the Panthers will certainly be looking to get on some form of run here as we turn the page to 2023. Randy Moeller from Bally Sports, Florida's Panthers coverage, kind enough to stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show today. And Randy, I had a chance to talk to Paul Maurice about this before the game yesterday, and I know Barkov's return got a lot of the headlines, of course, with the five-point game, and everybody knows he's a superstar and what he means to this Panthers team. But Radko Gudas missed 10 games in there as well, and just looking at what he does for this team in so many different ways, he's so positionally sound, he brings that physical edge, he keeps the opposition honest. How important in your mind is it for the Panthers to have Radko Gudas, a healthy Radko Gudas, back in the fold now?
Well, there's so many different aspects of having Radko Gudas back, Doug. It not only balances out your sixth defenseman, now the coaching staff can really balance the ice time that all three pairs will help the team on the ice. And the physicality, we all know Radko Gudas. He makes an immediate impact with some of those hits and his physicality in front of the net and that. But I just thought without Radko Gudas in those 10 games, it put a lot of pressure on the Montours and the Forslings and even the Ekblads and that. Just way too much ice time. And if now that you can balance it out, it's going to help everyone. There's a few games where defensemen, you can go and play 27, 28 minutes in two out of three games. But when you're doing that on a nightly basis of 7, 8, 9, 10 consecutive games where you're over 26, 27 minutes, that's taxing. And I don't care who you are, what player you are, And then you can't play your game because a lot of times you're just trying to survive out there and not get scored on, where the Panthers, if they're successful, they need their defensemen in on the rush every time and coming up the ice. Well, if you're in your 27th minute of playing and it's still four minutes left in the third period and you're dead tired, it's very difficult to accomplish that. So having Radko Gudas back, yeah. And he's a leader. He's a vocal leader. And players see what effort and desperation he plays with, and it's infectious. And hopefully the Panthers will catch that infection of what he brings to the team, because he was sorely missed in those 10 games that the Panthers missed him.
Yeah, he's back in the lineup and certainly a welcome re-addition to this Panthers lineup. Panthers and the New York Rangers tomorrow. It's a New Year's Day edition. Puck drops at 5, and you can catch Randy Moeller and the whole crew over on Bally Sports Florida for tomorrow's action as well. So again, Randy, we thank you very much for stopping by here once again. Happy New Year to you. And like I said, thanks as always for stopping by here on the Panthers Insider Show.
Well, thanks, Doug. Yeah, and it's 5 o'clock puck drop tomorrow, and on Bally Sports we'll be on the air at 4:30. So hopefully it's a big game, and you know there's going to be a lot of fans in the building and a lot of Ranger fans as well, and the atmosphere will be pretty special for tomorrow, and hopefully the Panthers can feed off that emotion that's in the stands and come up with a big win, because they sorely need one and get on a roll.
Yeah, really looking forward to this one tomorrow, 5 o'clock. You heard him right there. Randy Moeller, thank you very much for stopping by this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
That is Randy Moeller from the Panthers television broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, kind enough to stop by and take some time out for us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. And that takes us up right about to the end of the program here this morning. Want to thank Randy for stopping by. Again, Panthers and the Rangers tomorrow at 5. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 4:30. 7 o'clock Tuesday, Panthers host the Arizona Coyotes. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Once again, folks, this has been the Panthers Insider Show. We thank you very much for tuning in today. Happy New Year to all of you. We hope to see you at FLA Live Arena tomorrow and or Tuesday night. Again, I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.